I think Miss Snowcox at least could have told us the order she was going in, so I could have tried to talk Mr. Smith. I wanted to start off by saying that Mr. P. Poole may be the epitome of humble and kind that you will ever meet. You have to be a humble and kind man to have 100-something kids every year yelling Jody every 5 minutes, breaking every single rule that you have ever made, and then any time that the steak dinner was coming out of your wallet, we always stuck it to you. So we thank you for that. I became an ACT teacher because of my ACT teachers. Mr. P. Poole taught me a lot. So I didn't come up here to say a lot of inspiring things. I came up here to tell y'all the slogans that Mr. P. Poole taught me to give my students. Fursen, and he may or may not have said these in class. Don't listen if you're soft-hearted. You can't fix stupid, but stupid does solve itself. We may or may not have used that one in Todd. When we get off this bus, don't do anything rude, crude, or socially unacceptable. I am 28 years old and I still do not know what crude means. Today, we're going to play a little game called Sit Down and Shut Up. That was my favorite until I heard him say this to someone at convention when they were following him. It was, hey, everyone in life needs a friend. Just remember, I'm not your friend. But all jokes aside, Jody has made a lasting impact in Trick County FFA, Trick County Agriculture, and he is what most would call legendary. If you were wondering what would make someone legendary, that means that their impact has not only maintained while they have been there, but it also has exceeded past the limits after they have gone. Mr. P. Poole, you are the type of ACT teacher that no one will ever forget. Even in Todd County, they know exactly who you are. And if there's one thing that Mr. P. Poole has taught me, it is that it is always conversation before curriculum. You need to make sure that you know your kids in order to actually effectively teach them. And that's really important for today's times now more than ever. Mr. P. Poole taught me that if you treat kids right and you get to know them, they'll break a brick wall down for you if you ask them to. Mr. P. Poole, you have 100 years worth of kids that would do that for you. But as I finish, I just want to tell you, Mr. P. Poole, just thank you so much for all you've done for me. You've basically been my FFA dad, if you will. And so I hope you enjoy your retirement. And if you ever need a job in Todd, I'm the guy. You give me a call.